Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, we're learning Shmir Savosh and Shar HaTevuna Perek Zayin, Shin 170. We'll be finishing this Perek over here, where the Chofetz Chaim is talking to us literally like he's alive here in this generation, telling us how to deal with the tzoros, the difficulties and the tragedies that we're living through right now. As the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, Tzadikim b'misosan krim chayim. Tzadikim, the righteous b'misosan, in their death, krim chayim, are called alive. And the Chofetz Chaim has been telling us here in this perek the importance of b'melamed zchus, of thinking favorably, not just individuals. Someone does something, you're not sure why he did it. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to judge the person favorably. So many times, just misunderstandings and actions and words and statements. Just this morning, I dive in this morning where the person going to open the Aron Kodesh to get du psicha, he takes the pareches and he moves in one direction. So the Rav is pointing to him with his finger to the side. So the person opening the Aron Kodesh, he thought the Rav's telling him to move the pareches to the other side. So he moves it to the other side, which honestly would make no difference. So I realized what the Rav was saying. He was telling him, when you open the Aron Kodesh, take the Sefer Torah that's closer to this side. Because if you take out the wrong Sefer Torah, that's funny, right? It's a funny situation. You take out the wrong Sefer Torah that's not rolled, now you have to spend time rolling it. It's Terech de Sibura. So the person who has psicha, he says, he like actually used words. He's allowed to talk. He said, I should move the parochas. He didn't know what he was doing. So I should take the Sefer Torah from that side. So what he did was, he took the parochas again and he moved it again. So it's three times. One time to the left, one time to the right. So imagine someone comes to a shul first time. He says, oh, that's the minhag when you open their own sefer. You have to move the parochas back and forth three times. There was lack of communication. That's all it was. Now this is nothing to melamed zchus, but many times we just have to think favorably, positively about the other person. The Chofetz Chaim is banging this message across, not just by one person, but Klal Yisrael. Think positively. Think positively, favorably about Klal Yisrael as a whole. And he's been bringing tzaddikim who made the mistake on their great level of not being dan l'kaschus for Klal Yisrael, whether it was Eliyahu HaNavi, all the different examples he brought over here. And on their great level, they were punished. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we're in difficult times, and he was talking about his times. And we can use these same words for our generation, where there's the Muhammad going on in Klal Yisrael, and there's the anti-Semitism around the world, and on the college campuses left and right. And the person has to ask himself a question, what's going on? What am I supposed to do about this? Whether I live in Amsterdam, and I thank you for listening from there, or in England, or in New York, or in Ballykinwood. What am I supposed to do from all the different places where we're listening to the shiurim from? You want to know what you're supposed to do? The Chofetz Chaim is going to tell us right here, right now. And he says, "Umizeh yuchal lilmoid kol adam." From everything we've been learning, we can learn and understand. Eich shetzorich kol echad miyisrael. How we have to arouse the mercy of Hashem on Klal Yisrael. With all of these references, says the Chofetz Chaim that we've been discussing, and other ones like them. Because even now in our generation, we can arouse the merits, the schus, to protect Klal Yisrael. He says we have to be aware of our lowly state of Klai Yisrael, the Jews in our times. Is the Chavetz Chaim not talking to us right now? He says, nonetheless, we have so many people who are learning Torah, and so many people doing mitzvahs. And when we do mitzvahs, let's understand, we just finished the Yom Tov of Pesach. Yesterday was Isru Chag, Tavshin Pei Dalet, the day after Pesach. We say, V'ahavtei es Hashem lakecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nashach v'chol madecha. Every single day, two times a day, midaraisa, once midarabanan, we accept upon ourselves, Shema Yisrael, Hashem lakein, Hashem achad. Hashem is one. And we say, I love you, Hashem. What does it mean to say, I love you, Hashem, in action? What does it mean to do action of loving Hashem? And the answer to that question, to show Hashem that I love you, is one word. It's mitzvahs. If a father asks a child to do something, and the child listens, the child is showing, I love you, my father. But if the child doesn't listen, not just one time, but another time, but almost all the times, the child is saying, I don't really care about you, Dad. Baba, Tati, Father, I really couldn't care less about you. And the proof is, I don't listen to what you tell me to do. When the person does a mitzvah, we have to know this. When the person does a mitzvah, he is expressing his love to Hashem. And that's why when he has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and he does it behidr gomer, the highest way, of the highest level, with patience and appreciation to the value. Hashem said to do this. That's what makes it a mitzvah. Or Hashem said, the chachamim have the ability to make a mitzvah. That's what makes it a mitzvah. The Harbi Machzike Tayr Vegoinli Chesed Oisit Stokka Bechol Eiver Opina. Continues the Chavetz Chaim. There are so many people who are strengthening and financially supporting the Torah and doing Chesed and caring about other people all over the world. The specific Schus. The Chofetz Chaim says here, to arouse Hashem's rachim and his mercy, is this of the melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. Think positively. Love Klal Yisrael. Love Jews. When you see another person, after you finish listening to the shiur, you're going to walk out. You walk in the street, drive their car. You're going to see people you don't know, other Jews you don't know. You know, you should tell yourself, train yourself, tell yourself, I love that person. You know who he is? I don't know who he is. His neshama is your neshama. I want to tell you something. Don't walk over to them and say, hi, good morning, I love you. Don't do that. They're going to think you're crazy. And if you do that, maybe it's a problem. But you should definitely feel it. When there's somebody you know, that you should say. But to go to a stranger and say that, we have to be normal. But you should train yourself. You see another yid. If you're Sephardi and he's Ashkenazi and he's got long payas and you have short payas, one lady's dressed like this, another lady's dressed like this. We love all Jews because we're all brothers and sisters. This will help save us. We all know we need to be saved. When we judge Klal Yisrael favorably, what does it mean to judge favorably? We look in a positive light. We speak in a positive way about others. That doesn't mean to be naive to a situation. But we're melamed zchus. And if we are melamed zchus, and if we think favorably, Hashem will do the same to us as well. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look down on us in a favorable way. And we should be zoicha to see Hashem's rachmanus and Hashem's mercy on Klai Yisrael b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.